For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Today we conclude Pastor Holland's message we began on Father's Day entitled Parenting by the Book. This message brings to our attention what the Bible says about instructing our sons and daughters. There are certain things Scripture instructs fathers to diligently teach to their children. Continue with us in Deuteronomy chapter 6 as we hear the final part of Parenting by the Book.
Verses of chapter 6, he speaks about reverence. We're told in verse number 2, first of all, that we ought to fear the Lord. The word fear the Lord means that we're to walk in awareness to the glory of God, understanding His holiness and understanding His majesty, and understanding as a parent, God has entrusted to us one of the greatest responsibilities in all the world, and that's to raise our children up to serve God and love God and be faithful to God. I tell you, that's one area I don't want to fail in. I'm thankful today that God gave me my children. I'm grateful today that God has blessed me with them. But I want you to know today it's important for me to set the proper example in order that they might see Christ in our lives. We're to bring our lives under God's lordship. We're to bring our lives under God's leadership. We're to bring our lives in submission to what God wants in our life in order that we might set the example of reverence toward God. The second thing we notice he speaks about is about reactions. When we fear the Lord, we will obey His Word. When we fear the Lord, we will obey His Word. I tell you today, I am so disheartened today of people that literally do not take God's Word literally and take the truth of it, and literally they don't fear God because they do not obey what the Word of God says. We've come up with our own ways. We live in a day in society when people are going their own direction. You know, basically the youth of our day say, well, if it feels good, do it, and everything's going to be all right. But I want to say today, when we are obeying, when we fear God, then we'll take God seriously. We'll understand that God is someone. He's not a thing. He's not a burden. He's not something that hinders us. He's something that helps us in order that we might accomplish what is right. I believe God's standards are to be our standards. I believe when we fear the Lord, we'll build our lives around the dictates and the mandates of the Word of God. I believe when we begin to raise our family that we will definitely, friend, if you ever was in doubt of what you ought to do and how you ought to raise your children, you need to read what the Word of God said, and it tells us very plainly that we are to fear God. And our lives ought to reflect Jesus. Friend, parents, the world needs to see Jesus. And they need to see it in you, and they need to see it in me, but most of all, they need to see it in teenagers that have learned from their moms and dads to do what is right. Your children will often model what they see in your life. Don't ever tell your children, now, I'm going to do this, but don't you do it. Save your breath. Because it makes a difference how many times you tell them they're going to do it because they think it's right because you're doing it. It's a responsibility to teach them to obey the Word of God and to obey in the way that we please them. He speaks not only of reverence, he speaks not only of reactions, but he speaks about rewards. He promised in the latter part that our days will be prolonged. He will bless them and reward them with long lives. The same holds true today. God promises all those who walk with Him and obey Him and walk in His will that He will extend their life. The Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And it also talks about being obedient to parents that you may live long on the earth. There's promises of reward of doing right. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water to bring forth his fruit in his season. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I'm glad today that as we come to the Word of God, children need to know the things about God, that God rewards them. They ought to know, our children ought to know, that God will bless honesty. I tell you, one thing I can't stand is somebody lying or stealing. I tell you, that's something I don't want my children and you don't want your children to do. And so we need to teach children the importance of honesty. Do your children see your faithfulness is blessed by God? I tell you, it's one thing when you take your children to church. There's one thing my children can say, I believe, as I raise them. They saw us faithful to the house of God. But they saw God's blessings on our life. Can I say today, this preacher right here and his wife and his family, we've lived a good life. We've lived a good life. God's blessed us. I don't even have time to tell you how good God's been to me. I tell you, He's been so good to me. And I tell you, part of it is just being able to pastor this church with such wonderful people. And I'm not asking for anything and trying to build you up. I'm just telling you that's the truth. But I tell you, more than anything, I wanted God to... Has your children seen God answer prayer in your home? A time when you get together and say, oh, you kids, we got a situation here. We don't know what we're going to do about, but we're going to pray. I heard a fellow say one time, and I think it's a great idea. I wish I'd have started it when mine was young. They said, we keep a notebook. And when there's something serious coming up, we write down what it is we need to pray about. And we start praying. And then when God answers that prayer, we make a big deal about it. We get that notebook out and we rejoice and we say hallelujah and we say praise the Lord and we say, look what God did. You know what you're doing? You're teaching your children that God blesses those that are faithful to Him. They need to know that God blesses faithful people. Parents must live right. Second of all, parents must love right. Look at verse 4 and 5. Our love is to be focused on the Lord. The Bible said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, there are no other gods in our lives. Too often children see parents putting everything in the world ahead of God. Our love is not only to be focused on the Lord, but our love is to be fixed on the Lord. Look at verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thy might. You see, I'm just simply saying tonight, our love ought to be fixed on God. It ought to motivate us. It ought to consume us. It ought to fill us. We're to love Him, and we're to do His will, and we're to support the church and with our giving and our living and our time. Quickly and lastly, parents must learn not only to love right, but they need to learn to learn right. The Bible says in verse number 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Can I just say to you today, we're to study the Word of God. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must know what it says. The importance and the influence of the Word of God should never be underestimated. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Look at verse 7 through 9. We're to share it. The Bible said, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Diligently means you got to work at it. Diligently means you got to be consistent. Diligent means that you've got to be sure that you give them the things that they need in order to do. We're to exhort them. That means to call one to the side. We're to comfort them. We're to encourage them. And we're to charge them. It calls for a witness or a protest. But in Psalm 139, verse 13, you need to realize that each child is uniquely formed by God. There's no single two children that are just alike. Twins come along all the time, but there's differences. Every child is created uniquely and different. And you need to understand that. While they may acquire certain traits, they're still individuals that need to be taught, need to be guided, needs to be understood in order that God might meet their needs. Second of all, realize that each child has his individual bent. This says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. It was quite interesting. I read this. I never thought about it this way, and I've never seen this definition given, but it talks about the word train up. These words literally speak of a midwife who would dip her finger in crushed dates to awaken the newborn infant's desire for milk. I didn't know that, but that's what he was saying, to train them up, to give them dip their finger in the crushed dates to awaken that infant's desire to have new milk. What it means today, as parents, we've got to whet the appetites of our children. I know Big Bird, Barney, and all those things take precedence in a lot of people's homes. But friend, Jesus ought to be the supreme being. And we need to whet their appetites for Jesus. This book is the greatest book that's ever been written for any father that wants to raise their children in the way that God would have them to be raised. Thirdly, realize that each child is born with a sinful nature. As good as we love our, they're so precious. But I tell you what, they're full of sin. Because the Bible said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." I'm just going to give them to you. Chastisement reduces foolishness. The Bible said in Proverbs 22:15, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from me." I'm living testimony of that. Chastisement rescues from judgment. Proverbs 23:13-14, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell." Friend, hadn't you rather whip the child and see him go to heaven than let him live any way they want to live and die and go to hell? Chastisement helps them receive wisdom. Proverbs 29:15, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame." Chastisement helps relieve your anxiety. In Proverbs 29:17, "Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul." Chastisement helps them reflect to God's character. Chastisement reminds them that you love them. The Bible said, Proverbs 13:24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Susanna Wesley raised 17 children, including John and Charles Wesley, who we most would consider by some we know very well. And here's what they said: "The parent that studies to subdue self-will in his child works together with God in renewing and saving a soul. The parent who indulges it does the devil's work. It makes the salvation work unattainable and does all that in him lies to damn his child and soul and body forever." I'm going to tell you something. I didn't understand it, but my daddy loved me deeply. He chastised me severely. I did not understand, "Son, I love you. This hurts more than it hurts me." Couldn't, Dad. But today, I understand. And friend, I'm going to tell you something today. Go ahead. Give in to your children. Let them do what they think's right. Let them do what the crowd's doing. Let them go with the flow. They're going to break your heart. But you need to be faithful to God in serving Him.
Did you have a father that was diligent to install in you godly wisdom? Take the time to be thankful for him today. Are you a father or mother that still has the responsibility of nurturing children in God's commandments? We pray this message is an encouragement to you as you extend a godly heritage to your children. Maybe you are listening today and you'd like to know more about Christ. We encourage you today to accept Him. We would love to help you. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening,
And join us again next week at this same time.